Network presents Eddie Condon's 24th Jazz Concert. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, kids and hot fans all over America. And hello to you soldiers and sailors and merchant seamen all around the world listening to the shortwave broadcasts of this program. The music you just heard was an American classic known as Sweet Georgia Brown. And it was played in Carnegie Hall style by some of the greatest jazz musicians of our time. On the trumpet, Pied Piper Max Kaminsky of Dorchester, Massachusetts. At the concert grand, Jess Stacy of Greenbrier, Missouri. Our bassist is Sid Weiss of Schenectady, New York. On the drums is a fellow from Topeka, Kansas. His name is George Wetling. And from El Paso, Texas, that master of the baritone saxophone, Ernesto Caceres. And, of course, that Irish Indian from Okmulgee, Oklahoma, who gave up his fullback job with Duke today in order to be here this afternoon, clarinetist Pee Wee Russell. The trombonist is a fellow from Athens, Georgia. He's musician first class Lou McGarrity of the United States Navy. Lou, who in civilian life was one of the stars of Benny Goodman's group, is stationed at the United States Naval Training School, Bronx, New York. And for his appearance here today, we're deeply indebted to that post and to its commanding officer, Captain William Amsden. Well, these fellows all seem to be from the USA, but I'm wondering about our Carnegie Hall conductor. If it isn't another hometown boy from Goodland, Indiana, Eddie Condon.
Thank you, Fred Robbins, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't taken the hobbles off of Pee Wee Russell for a long time. I can't think of a better time to do that than right now. The Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. has in its archives one of Pee Wee's records. They think that record represents our native music at its best. We're going to have Pee Wee do it for you right now, and the title is I Ain't Gonna Give Nobody None of My Jelly Roll. One, two. Here comes a wide-awake guy named Jess Stacy. This fellow's caused a lot of pleasant excitement at Carnegie Hall the other night. We're going to turn him loose this afternoon in Fast Waller's, keeping out of mischief now. George Welling and Sid Weiss will be in this with him. So, Jess, you go ahead and take it. Well, I guess you can see why Jess Stace is going to be at Carnegie next Saturday at 5:30. Say, Joe Marcella's here. Joe's going to repeat one of those high spots of our last program at Carnegie. It's the Wolverine Blues. Take it, Joe. Thank you, Joe Marcello. Joe tells me he's planning something special for that show over at 57th Street next Saturday. Now we're going to play George Gershwin's Wonderful. We hope to hear a good deal of Maxie Comiskey's trumpet throughout this number. And Ernie Caceres is going to switch from the baritone to the clarinet. Are we ready, boys? One, two. Red McKenzie had a recording for Commodore the other day, and he turned in some unusually good sides. Here's one of them. Red is going to sing "It's the Talk of the Town." The background on this will be by Mr. Dick Carey. Two on it, boys. One, two.
I can't show my face. I can't go any place. People stop and stare. It's so hard to bear. Everybody knows you'd left me. It's the talk of the town. Every time we meet, my heart skips a beat. We don't stop to speak, though it's just a week. Everybody knows you left me. It's the talk of the town. We sent out invitations to friends and relations, announcing our wedding day. Friends and our relations, they gave congratulations, and how can you face them? And what can you say? Let's make up, sweetheart. We can't stay apart, and don't let foolish pride keep you from my side. How can love like ours be ended? It's the talk of the town. We sent out invitations to friends and relations, announcing our wedding day. Friends and our relations gave congratulations, and how can you face them? And what can you say? Let's make up, sweetheart. We can stay apart. And don't let foolish pride keep you from my side. How can love like ours be ended? It's the talk of the town.
Thank you. Now, here's a new find we have. We just rushed him over from the Met. He shovels coal over there. Fred Robbins, tell him about it.
Okay, Eddie. Here's a memorandum for the entire class. Eddie's next invasion of Carnegie Hall, we call it Sea Day around here, is next Saturday afternoon, November 4th at 5:30 p.m. 30 of the greatest jazz musicians of our time will participate. And I understand that Carnegie is already moving in sandbags and taping the windows. They tell me that Pee-wee got a bill for $8.13 after his last performance there, so we're not taking any chances. Next week, we'll be back on the air just 3 hours and a quarter earlier than today, so tune us in next Saturday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Wartime. Lee Wiley, who has laryngitis, will be back with us, without the laryngitis, we hope. And so will Jess, Maxie, Pee-wee, Ernie, Lou McGarity, Billy Butterfield, George Wetling, Gene Schrader, and all the boys. Okay, Eddie, you set? London's jazz concerts are produced by Ernest Anderson and announced by Fred Robbins.
This is the Blue Network.